One of the real treasures in St. Petersburg is Sunken Gardens up on 4th Street. It has been a part of the community here for 100 years or more. Not only is it a beautiful botanical garden, but it also has some wonderful birds, kookaburras and macaws, tortoises, and of course the now internationally famous flamingos. The Sunken Gardens has a new history center about to open to the public, and I have Jen Tyson here on the phone from Sunken Gardens to talk to us a little bit about this. Jen, thanks for calling in. How are you today?
Absolutely. I'm very thankful to be here. Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing just great. So tell us a little bit about this new history center. This sounds wonderful.
Yes. Well, it is a new history center. You're right. But it's actually in Sunken Gardens' original entrance. So it's in an old building. The building was first built in 1940 by the Turner family. They ran the gardens and really developed it over three generations before the city purchased it in 1999. And the rich history, not only of the gardens, but of the family that really created this amazing gem in St. Pete that we're still so lucky to have, that's the focus of these exhibits. So if you're interested in especially the mid-century era, the kitschy fun of models and celebrities that came through Sunken Gardens, it's just so much fun, and a lot of people remember it, and a lot of people wish they could remember it and wish they lived back in time where they could remember these grand days of Sunken Gardens. And so you'll be able to really experience that in the History Center with some never-before-seen photos of the gardens, photos of the family in the gardens, and also interviews with people that were really critical to saving Sunken Gardens and the Turner family members themselves.
Now, that just sounds wonderful. I'm a huge fan of the Sunken Gardens, so I am really, really looking forward to seeing this. Now, I can't let you go away without talking a little bit about the flamingos and how the flamingos became sort of an international sensation recently.
I know, right? It's just a fascinating story. Well, I will say that just like in the 50s when we had flamingos and people went gaga over them, they're still going crazy over the flamingos today. That's a tradition that we've been lucky to keep, in particular because of our Sunken Gardens Forever Foundation that raise money for various things around the gardens that we need, like the History Center, like restoring the building that it's in, and our flamingos. So they helped us restock the flock a few years ago, and they're still here. I'll tell you that over the time of the hurricane, when we were really strapped, just really trying to get everything as nailed down as we could here at the gardens to prep for this Hurricane Ian, we knew that the flamingos needed to go into our main building. And the safest place for them and the best place for them was the ladies' room of our main lobby. And that was something that really is just kind of old hat to us. We know that that's the way it goes. But when I posted a picture one of our staff members took of the flamingos in the bathroom, a very hastily taken picture, just excited that they were starting to eat, they were starting to get comfortable there. We knew that they felt okay being in there. Once I posted that, oh my gosh, my phone just started blowing up with texts from our staff, from friends saying, "Have you seen this? This picture has gone all over the world, the Washington Post." I mean, on and on. So we're just really excited that it was able to bring people some kind of good feelings during a time of intense stress for most of us, and a little bit of a light during a dark time. And we know there are a lot of people south of us that are still struggling, and our thoughts are absolutely with them.
Well, I have seen the picture. I've seen a painting that was sort of a follow-up to it.
Yes.
And it is really just, it's heartwarming and funny all at the same time.
Yeah, it's been a light for us too. I mean, that was a very stressful time for us, just thinking, oh my gosh, what's going to happen to the gardens? We've got to make sure everything's set, and then the cleanup afterwards. So it was really a boost for us as well, and we're glad that it made some other people smile too.
No, that's great. So tell us, when can the public come in and see this new wonderful History Center?
October 17th, it's coming up. So Monday, October 17th is when it will be available for the public to see. We'll have a private ribbon cutting ceremony in the morning, and then right after that, at 10 o'clock when we open, it will be open to the public. We will have a special event on October 22nd, and that is a day for the public to celebrate and enjoy the opening of these exhibits. So people can be a part of history. This is another historic part of Sunken Gardens that we're getting started. So we are really excited about it.
Now, thank you very much for calling in. Again, I'm a huge fan of the Sunken Gardens. I just think it's an absolute treasure for the community here in St. Petersburg and Southwest Florida in general.
I agree. And, you know, I have to say thank you to all of the people of St. Pete who voted to purchase Sunken Gardens through a one-time tax. It's not often that that happens in a community, but this community, St. Pete, knows the value of our historic properties, and I'm so thankful for that. The family, the Turner family, they are as well. They know the importance of the gardens and keeping it, you know, forever for everyone to enjoy. So it really is St. Petersburg's garden now.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much, Jen. I really appreciate you calling in. This is Radio St. Pete, Sunshine 96.7 FM, your community radio station where local music lives.